This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States announced new sanctions against Moscow Wednesday following allegations Russia forces in Ukraine massacred civilians. The announcement comes as NATO discussed sending more heavy weapons to aid Ukrainian forces. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Moscow denies responsibility, but the evidence of alleged war crimes is mounting. The White House cited these atrocities as it outlined a new sanctions package Wednesday in coordination with G7 and European allies. They include a full block on two of Russia's largest banks, Sberbank and Alpha Bank, and on major Russian state-owned enterprises, a ban on all new investment in Russia, and on Russia's ability to make debt payments with funds subject to U.S. jurisdiction. The sanctions also target Russian President Vladimir Putin's two daughters and family members of other Russian officials, including Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday the sanctions would choke the Russian economy.
Just in 1 year, our sanctions are likely to wipe out the last 15 years of Russia's economic gains.
The raft of Western sanctions came as NATO foreign ministers began a two-day meeting in Brussels Wednesday. Washington this week announced a further $100 million in military aid for Ukraine, including Javelin anti-tank missiles. Meanwhile, the Czech Republic is sending Soviet-era T-72 tanks and infantry vehicles to Ukraine, which Kiev hopes will prompt other NATO members to send heavy weapons. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two advisors to former U.S. President Donald Trump have been held in contempt of Congress. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The debate was largely partisan and passionate.
And here we are, back on the floor of the House, reliving January 6th.
I remain deeply concerned about what this country looks like if the perpetrators aren't held accountable.
They are now targets of the political witch hunt.
This institution was attacked, and we have to fix that.
But late Wednesday...
On this vote, the yeas are 220, the nays are 203. The resolution is adopted.
The House voted to hold former Trump advisors Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with subpoenas from the House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol. The near-party line vote will send criminal referrals for Navarro and Scavino to the Justice Department for possible prosecution. Mike Gracia, Washington.
There's good news and not so good news about COVID-19. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The World Health Organization says the number of COVID cases around the world has dropped for a second week in a row. Confirmed infections are down in all regions of the world, and confirmed deaths are down too. But the WHO is warning that the reported numbers are kind of iffy, because many countries have stopped widespread testing for the coronavirus, meaning that many cases are likely going undetected. The WHO also says it's tracking an Omicron variant that's a recombination of two versions, BA1 and BA2. It says early estimates suggest that the recombined Omicron could be about 10% more transmissible than previous mutations, but they need more evidence to be sure. I'm Rita Foley.
Burkina Faso's former president, Roch Kabore, who had been under house arrest since he was toppled in a military coup in January, has been allowed to return to his family home, the country's interim government said in a statement on Wednesday. West African leaders last month asked the junta to free the ex-president and lay out a more acceptable timeline for a return to democracy than its current 36-month transition period, which was agreed internally after the coup. Recapping our top story, Russian forces bombarded cities in Ukraine as the United States imposed more sanctions on Wednesday after civilian killings widely condemned as war crimes, and Ukraine's president urged a decisive Western response amid divisions in Europe. Russia's 42-day-long invasion has forced more than 4 million people to flee abroad, killed or injured thousands, left a quarter of the population homeless, turned entire cities into rubble, and prompted a slew of Western restrictions on Russian elites and the economy. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.